Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
环球 Palka reporting, Taliban targets and kills Christians in Pakistan.
One country.
A crowd chanting in English in Lahore, Pakistan, in a demonstration of solidarity against the horror that the Taliban perpetrated on their city yesterday. As 30 children were killed in Easter Sunday's suicide bombing in a park where families had gathered to celebrate the holiday. Obviously, the chanting in English is not meant for just those within Pakistan's borders. As a lawyer who attended the vigil, Wasim Qureshi explains.
The covert terrorists who have tried to attack our children, women, mothers and the brothers, we are single at one point. At the same day, you can see that one day before where this brutal act was done, we are there. All the persons from different religion, caste and creed are under the one umbrella, which is Pakistan. As the terrorism is the global issue and global challenge, I would like to request all the international communities, players and the stakeholders, special the diplomats working in Pakistan, to arrange an international conference in Pakistan to combat and to resolve this global challenge.
All of Pakistan today mourning the death of at least 70 people in the bombing. More than 300 others were wounded. A spokesman for a breakaway faction of the Pakistani Taliban vowed that such attacks would continue. Nigeria is waiting for an answer from Cameroon about the claim of a would-be suicide bomber that she is one of the Nigerian schoolgirls kidnapped by the insurgent group Boko Haram nearly 2 years ago. She was arrested with a 12-kilogram belt of explosives. The abduction of more than 200 girls from the school in April of 2014 caused universal outrage. This is VOA News.